I was really shocked yesterday, Dean, when I saw some video of Shelley Duvall fairly recently.
Yeah.
She did not have a very, very good end to her life, did she?
No, unfortunately she did not. She was suffering from diabetes, and the actual cause of death, she had just turned 75 a few days ago. But was living with diabetes and didn't have it under control. It ravaged her. There were some emotional issues as well. She made an appearance on Dr. Phil's show a year or so ago, and it was kind of a disaster. But far from the petite young thing that we knew from her amazing movie career, she left us. She was in, movies like Nashville and Brewster McCloud and McCabe and Mrs. Miller. And, she's probably best known for The Shining with Jack Nicholson, Popeye opposite Robin Williams. She lived in Texas and kind of a reclusive life. Far mm-hmm. from the way that we remembered her in her later years. So
yep.
Let's try to remember the happier, younger days. I think we probably all would like that to
yes.
be remembered that way. But she did pass away yesterday, age 75.
Chicago was in town yesterday, and we're going to hear it.
They said
bit,
to say
right?
hello to you.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I mentioned to them, they had heard us talking about them being in town yesterday. You know, their manager, Pete Chevarelli, who's like the quintessential rock and roll manager.
Oh, and he has been forever.
Of Demon Dog fame.
Yep.
That's how I first met him.
he's been with them from day one.
From day one. Almost 60 years now that they have been together. But Pete is quite the character. He had heard you and I talking about this yesterday and said to say hello. And then when the guys heard Bob Surratt, they all, lit up and said, say hello. So they send their best to you. They're in town tonight to do a show with Earth, Wind, and Fire at the Allstate Arena. I've seen this combination. They've done shows with different performers in different groups where, one group does half of the show, the other group does the half of the show, and then they all come back on stage together. And I've seen them with Earth, Wind, and Fire in the past, and it is just an explosion of energy and sound
mm-hmm.
and big hit songs as they, play each other's music. So it's going to be a fantastic show. But what they were in town for yesterday was a first stop at the Shriners Children's Hospital on the northwest side, just blocks away from Lee Loughnane's home in Elmwood Park, where he grew up, which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
But they were delivering toys and these little craft kits for the kids who were being treated there. And they met a lot of the kids who weren't even born when, even their later hits were, on the charts. But the parents were, thrilled to see them. And they stopped and they talked with all the kids and took pictures and could not have been nicer. And I talked with them as well about what it meant for them to be at the Shriners Hospital yesterday. Robert, talk to me a little bit about what this means to you to be here and passing out, these things, these toys for the kids. It's got to be meaningful.
It's meaningful, and it's a reminder that the world is much larger in many ways and very small in other ways. I am easily overcome with emotion meeting these kids and the families.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, I've known you guys for a long time, and you could easily be sitting back in a hotel right now with your feet up. You choose to come out here to meet the kids, to meet the parents. Why is that?
The music says it all, and to be able to give something back is what it's all about. We've been so blessed, and to have an opportunity to spread some of that joy to these wonderful kids who can use it so much is beyond words. You know, we're honored to be here. This is amazing. I actually have a grandson that is challenged from birth, and so I'm plugged into it on a first-hand basis, and this just tugs at my heart, and we're so lucky to be here.
Does this mean something special to you, that it's your hometown, and you especially?
Right.
It's like we're walking distance from the house you grew up in.
Right? I could walk right there right now. It'd be great. I'd stop and get a beef sandwich on the way. But, you know, we've been given so much, like Jimmy said, through the years, that it's a blessing for us to be able to give something back. And this is a perfect place to do it.
Yeah, I wonder if there are special moments in a show, Robert, especially for you, because you've written so many of the signature songs. Are there songs that really mean something special to you each time you perform them?
I have to say, yes, there are. You know, I mean, Saturday in the Park, of course, but a song like Beginnings, it talks about my life before the band.
Jimmy, how about for you? Special moments?
Well, you know, yeah, our songs are primarily about personal experience. And, you know, I wrote a song called I've Been Searching So Long, which is a song about self-discovery.
And I wrote a song called Call On Me, which was my attempt at having
these are some of the greatest hits of all time. You guys realize as you're mentioning, you're just dropping song titles. These are some of the greatest songs ever.
Well, the inception of it was my hope to have a friendship beyond our relationship that wasn't working out anymore.
So funny to talk to those guys, and they're, you know, they're just dropping song titles like nothing.
Yeah, you know, when you go to their concert, and they're coming at you one after the other, and people in the audience are saying, oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's that one as well.
Right, and you know, you hear a song title, or you hear just a few notes of the song, and it takes you right back to where you were. When, you know, you used to listen to these songs on your, you know, hearing Bob Surratt play them for you in the afternoon on the radio. You know, just a great, just so many wonderful memories. And these guys have been so great for so long. We were talking before we started recording. When was the first time that I interviewed them? And I was trying to think about it. And then I did remember that I hosted their concert at Chicago Fest at Navy Pier in 1979. It was the first concert that I ever hosted. I came on stage and introduced them. I was so nervous. I was so dorky. I was so goofy. But it was the first time that I met them, and we were all talking. It's like, wow, here we are, like 44 years later. It's crazy.
Those guys have not changed, still salt of the earth. It was good to hear from Lee Loughnane, Robert Lamb, and Jimmy Pankow.
Yep.
The three originals. We'll hear from Dean, suggestions for things to do this weekend. Coming up next. What's happening this weekend, Dean?
Well, we've got tons of things to do. Let me start off with some concerts, because we are right in the middle of prime concert season. The annual Windy City Smokeout is back in town at the United Center parking lot. It's going to be there through Sunday. It's a weekend of barbecue and country music, and no less than Carrie Underwood performing, and Thomas Rhett and Cody Johnson, and many more. I'd mentioned Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's tonight at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. Also going on this weekend is REO Speedwagon and the group called Train. They're at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park tomorrow night. If you like classical music, doesn't get any better than the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. They are kicking off their six-week summer residency at Ravinia tonight. You can check that out. Also at Ravinia on Sunday, Nora Jones and the great Mavis Staples will be performing. Latin superstars Aventura appearing at Allstate Arena in Rosemont on Saturday. And get ready to twist just like you did last summer. Chubby Checker is at the Arcata Theater on Sunday. Also, this weekend on stage, we've got veterans of Dancing with the Stars in a new show that's called Savor After Hours. It's at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place through August 18th. Black Ensemble Theater has a new show called The Salon, about a Southside beauty shop that's in danger of closing its doors. That just opened. Final weekend for the Tony Award-winning Six at the Niederlander Theater. And the Salt Shed on North Elston is doing something kind of interesting. They call Eats Con. It's food demos all weekend, cooking demos, samples of different foods and music from all over the city. And that's all day Saturday and Sunday. Jeff Fest is going on in Jefferson Park this weekend. The Square Roots Fest, if you like alt country and Americana music. The Barrio Arts Festival at the Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture in Humboldt Park this weekend. And I've got to tell you about a couple of Greek fests going on this weekend. St. Spiridon's Greek Festival in Palos Heights through Sunday. The Lake County Greek Fest at St. Demetrius in Libertyville is also going on this weekend. And also we've got a new movie that's opening up. The big new movie this weekend is a rom-com with Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum called Fly Me to the Moon. It's set in 1969. She's this very slick advertising executive who is brought in to convince the public and all the brass at NASA that going to the moon is a good idea. It's all just ahead of the Apollo 11 moon mission. You know, naturally in a rom-com at first, he doesn't want her interfering in his... He's a flight director. He doesn't want her interfering in, you know, official space business. They, you know, are... at odds with each other. The sparks fly. The love-hate relationship flies. It's a little bit predictable, not altogether original, but, you know, two very likable stars in this movie. It's sort of a harmless screwball comedy, really. I wound up giving that one a Dean's List C.
Yeah, that's most of the reviews I saw were either like two or I saw one 3-star review.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's harmless. Hurts no one. And it's not 3 hours long. So
the bar is low.
That's how I judge everything now. I just need to know, is this 3 hours long or I don't really care what the movie is about.
Have a good weekend. Thank
All right.
you, Dean.
See you guys.